stronger, get run faster. So if I get by this
combine
drills.
Just sort of like trying out doing combine drills, practicing all that, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other type of preparation than that besides?
Probably gain weight, I guess. Gain a little weight and I'll eat. I guess Doyle had me on more of a diet.
And if, for whatever reason, you know, it doesn't work out the way you wanted to, what did you have any plans after that?
I don't really have a job lined up, but I'll have a geoscience major, so I'll be able to find something in that area.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
With Connor making his first start, and, you know, you're obviously playing alongside him, what did you take away from, you know, what you saw out of him on Saturday and then when you went back and were able to watch the film?
You can tell he knows what he's doing. He knows where his help is, because that's, I mean, a lot of times that helps when you're inside. And he played hard. He played well.
James was talking about how he felt, in fairness, he was talking about how he felt that one of the things that he was doing really well on Saturday was just the communication with everybody. Is that something that you noticed, like, not just on Saturday, but throughout practice, considering, you know, he's a center and at times, and he's, you know, been battling James, you know, back and forth for that spot throughout
the year? Yeah, he's really good at communication. And we had, like, sometimes we had us left side would have three guys, and we'd have to pick up two of the three most dangerous. So we did pretty well at that. He knew, kind of had good eyes. I mean, a lot of times you have your eyes at the right spot, you can go pick up the guy. So, yeah, good communication.
When did you get the sense, you know, just in practice, that he's going to finally get that opportunity?
Wednesday. Sometime Wednesday. I asked him if he's going to be nervous. Yeah. He's like, not yet.
Did you notice any nervousness then?
No, he's fine.